Side 8. 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Continuing on page 310. She lost her mind over him. She could not sleep, and she lost her appetite, and sank so deeply into solitude that even her father became an annoyance. She worked out an intricate web of false dates to throw Fernanda off the track, lost sight of her girlfriends, leaped over conventions to be with Mauricio Babilonia at any time and at any place. At first, his crudeness bothered her. The first time that they were alone on the deserted fields behind the garage, he pulled her mercilessly into an animal state that left her exhausted. It took her a time to realize that it was also a form of tenderness, and it was then that she lost her calm and lived only for him, upset by the desire to sink into a stupefying odor of grease washed off by lye. A short time before the death of Amaranta, she suddenly stumbled into an open space of lucidity within the madness, and she trembled before the uncertainty of the future. Then she heard about a woman who made predictions from cards and went to see her in secret. It was Pilar Ternera. As soon as Pilar saw her come in, she was aware of Meme's hidden motives. "Sit down," she told her. "I don't need cards to tell the future of a Buendía." Meme did not know, and never would, that the centenarian witch was her great-grandmother. Nor would she have believed it after the aggressive realism with which she revealed to her that the anxiety of falling in love could not find repose except in bed. It was the same point of view as Mauricio Babilonia's, but Meme resisted believing it because underneath it all, she imagined that it had been inspired by the poor judgment of a mechanic. She thought then that love on one side was defeating love on the other, because it was characteristic of men to deny hunger once their appetites were satisfied. Pilar Ternera not only cleared up that mistake, she also offered the old canopied bed where she had conceived Arcadio, Meme's grandfather, and where afterward she conceived Aureliano José. She also taught her how to avoid an unwanted conception by means of the evaporation of mustard plasters, and gave her recipes for potions that in cases of trouble could expel even the remorse of conscience. That interview instilled in Meme the same feeling of bravery that she had felt on the drunken evening. Amaranta's death, however, obliged her to postpone the decision. While the 9 nights lasted, she did not once leave the side of Mauricio Babilonia, who mingled with the crowd that invaded the house. Then came the long period of mourning and the obligatory withdrawal, and they separated for a time. Those were days of such inner agitation, such irrepressible anxiety, and so many repressed urges, that on the first evening that Meme was able to get out, she went straight to Pilar Ternera's. She surrendered to Mauricio Babilonia without resistance, without shyness, without formalities, and with a vocation that was so fluid, and an intuition that was so wise, that a more suspicious man than hers would have confused them with obvious experience. They made love twice a week for more than 3 months, protected by the innocent complicity of Aureliano II, who believed without suspicion in his daughter's alibis simply in order to set her free from her mother's rigidity. On the night that Fernanda surprised them in the movies, Aureliano II felt weighted down by the burden of his conscience, and he visited Meme in the bedroom where Fernanda kept her locked up, trusting that she would reveal to him the confidences that she owed him. But Meme denied everything. She was so sure of herself, so anchored in her solitude, that Aureliano II had the impression that no link existed between them anymore, that the comradeship and the complicity were nothing but an illusion of the past. He thought of speaking to Mauricio Babilonia, thinking that his authority as his former boss would make him desist from his plans. But Petra Cotes convinced him that it was a woman's business. So he was left floating in a limbo of indecision, barely sustained by the hope that the confinement would put an end to his daughter's troubles. Meme showed no signs of affliction. On the contrary, from the next room, Ursula perceived the peaceful rhythm of her sleep, the serenity of her tasks, the order of her meals, and the good health of her digestion. The only thing that intrigued Ursula after almost 2 months of punishment was that Meme did not take a bath in the morning like everyone else, but at 7 in the evening. Once she thought of warning her about the scorpions, but Meme was so distant, convinced that she had given her away, that she preferred not to disturb her with the impertinences of a great-great-grandmother. The yellow butterflies would invade the house at dusk. Every night on her way back from her bath, Mame would find a desperate Fernanda killing butterflies with an insecticide bomb. "This is terrible," she would say. "All my life they told me that butterflies at night bring bad luck."